Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Your
have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me.
Yeah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Father God, we honor you. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for there is nobody like you in all of the earth. Father, we thank you for sitting high and we thank you for looking low. We thank you for being concerned, Father, about your creation. We thank you for being concerned about your family, your dear children, your sons and your daughters. Father God, we thank you for your kingdom. We thank you, Father God, for your kingdom is in power. It is an eternal kingdom. We thank you for being a part of the kingdom. We thank you, Father God, for calling us before the foundation of the world, for electing us, for choosing us. And Father God, we are here today because of you, and we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise. We come with thanksgiving, Father God, because of your grace and because of your mercies, Father God. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise. Hallelujah to your holy and hallelujah to your righteous name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Father God, we thank you that your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so, Father God, we bless you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we thank you, Father God, for your eternal Word. Father God, you honor your Word above your name, and we say thank you, Father God, that your Word is in our hearts because we first receive it in our ears. And so we bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time, Father God, that you give us. Every moment counts in your presence. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. Father God, we ask that you would bless the ears of the hearers around the globe. Those in a good place, those in a hard place, those in a bad place, those in a sad place, Father God. Father God, those in the light and those in the dark, Father God, your word goes out to everybody that everyone may feast upon it. And so, Father God, we ask that your word may find those in need of it today, in Jesus' name, Father. And we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, Father. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen and amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Welcome, 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 welcome here to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for being here with us on today. Thank God the word of God is being expounded everywhere, but you chose to be here, and we thank you for being here. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And we bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. This is a ministry where we actually serve God. Amen. 7 days a week, we serve God's people. Amen. When we serve God's people, we serve God. Amen. And you can't serve God without serving God's people. Amen. So we thank you for being here. We want to invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Lifewordjesus.org, and find out more about what we do and how we do it. Amen. And we have hundreds. Matter of fact, no, we have thousands of messages in our library and our inventory here. Amen. So you can feast, boy, you can feast for the rest of your life. Amen. On the messages, amen, that we have, amen, in our library. Amen. We've been doing this for quite a while now. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory. Amen. And all of the honor. We come to encourage your heart on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God with a portion of scripture. amen, coming out of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 35. Hebrews, chapter number 10, and verse number 35. And it reads like this. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. Amen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to, amen. That is the word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God, the blessed word for the blessed people. Amen. In Jesus' name, we just want to encourage you. Amen. With the subject on today, God will make sure that you get rewarded for your work of faith. God will make sure you get rewarded for your work of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Glory be to God. Beloved, God has all kinds of ways to pay you staying in faith. God has all kinds of ways to pay you for doing what he has called you to do. But one thing is for sure. And our scripture this morning, coming out of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 35, proves that God wants you to receive a blessing for the services that you have rendered in his kingdom. The scripture reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. Beloved, the phrase recompense or reward is from a Greek word. It's a very complicated word to pronounce. Glory be to God. It's called mistapodosia. Amen. That's the Greek word, amen, for recompense or reward. The word mista is the word for money. It's the word for a person's salary or a payment that is due. Primary use in an industrial or commercial context to denote a payment, a salary, or reward that was given for a job performed. However, when it becomes the word misthopodacia, it doesn't just refer to a payment, but to a recompense, to a reimbursement, to a settlement. Glory be to God. The first part of this word in the Greek, beloved, mispa, which communicates several vital ideas to us. First, it communicates the idea of being paid for personal labor. When any person does a good job, he expects to pick up a paycheck for the work that he has accomplished. You work all week, you're looking for a paycheck. You're working to get paid by the week, bi-weekly, monthly, quarterly, however you get paid, you're looking for a paycheck. Glory be to God for the time that you have put in, for the labor that you have been put in. It is appropriate to expect to receive payment. That paycheck reflects the effort that one puts into his job. Because he was faithful to do what he was hired to do, he has earned that money. Therefore, it is normal for him to expect to be paid. But now this word, beloved, is used to tell us that God rewards or pays those who are faithful to assignments he has given them. This refutes the common misconception people have that if they serve God, they will suffer loss. Or if they serve God, they will lack for the rest of their lives. These people think they'll do better in life by not serving God. But why would we think God is going to do less than a human employer would do. Don't we expect a human employer to reward employees properly? Because the verse, beloved, I'm using that word mister in the Greek, it emphasizes, beloved, and it asserts that God is going to take good care of those who do his will. This means that faith really does pay. Faith is going to bring you a paycheck, baby. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But in our scripture this morning, beloved, hallelujah, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35. The word used isn't just that Greek word, mispa. It is expanded even further into the word mistapodasia. Now, that's the Greek word, so you don't have to try to memorize it. You can look it up in your Greek dictionary. It's a compound word, which means reimbursement for expenses you spent to do the job, a settlement to take care of injuries or losses, or, beloved, expenses to cover all that vanished due to war. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that God is mindful of the time. God is mindful of the love. God is mindful of the patience. And God is mindful of the money you have invested as you have worked for him. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10 says, God never overlooks or fails to remember what you have done for him. Glory be to God. God will never forget. He will never, ever, ever forget. God is not suffering from memory loss. Glory be to God. He's not suffering from Alzheimer's. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God remembers. God sees. And God remembers. Glory be to God. Hebrews 6 and 10 says this. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Oh, God sees. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never, ever, ever, ever will he forget. Beloved, if you worked long hours on his behalf, if you have invested your personal energies into the work of his kingdom, if you have given 100% of your heart and your soul to your assigned task, or if you have given sacrificially of your finances, God has never forgotten any of these things. That is why, beloved, the scripture tells us, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name. You did it for his will. You did it for his glory. You did it for his honor. You did it out of the love of your heart. God sees. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And man judges the outward appearance, but God judges our hearts and our heart's intentions. That word, beloved, a recompense, a reward in the Greek suggests that God will be sure to remember it all. God will be mindful. It will be at the top of God's list. God will remember. It is on his list of things to do. And he will see to it that you are fully reimbursed for everything you spent to accomplish the assignment
he gave to you. He will make a settlement with you for past expenses that will make anyone want to rejoice. God will make sure that you get paid for any damages that you have experienced because of the battles that you have fought. Yes, beloved. That word agreed, Mr. Podesia. Amen. Hallelujah. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense. It didn't say recompense a reward. It's a great recompense a reward. Hallelujah. God, if he takes care of the sparrows, if he counts the sparrows, you best believe God, hallelujah, is not missing a move. Hallelujah. All of your good thoughts, all of your good deeds, all of your service, all of your time, all of your money. Beloved, God sees. Hallelujah. And he's telling you, glory be to God, that you're going to get rewarded. Hallelujah. For your work of faith. God rewards faith. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him in faith. Glory be to God. So, beloved, let's read this scripture out of the Greek Bible. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 35 and see what it is saying to us on today. God will see to it that you are paid and fully reimbursed for expenses you have spent to do his will. He will make a settlement that takes care of all injuries or losses you may have incurred. He will make sure that you get paid to cover all that has been damaged or destroyed due to the attacks of the enemy or because of adversarial situations that you have faced. Beloved, that's the word of God all day long. It cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. It cannot be diluted. God will honor his word above his name. Beloved, the scriptures makes it clear that God is fair. And God is equitable in all of his dealings. You may have given your best and worked with all your heart and all of your might to fulfill an assignment that God gave you. You may have invested your whole heart into that assignment, or you may have lost something along the way that was precious to you. If so, God will make certain that you are paid. God will make certain that you are reimbursed. God never disregards what you have done for him. Some people forget what you do for them. Some people act like they don't remember what you do for them. And maybe they really don't remember. But guess what? God remembers. Oh, yeah, baby. He remembers. You did it for him. This is something you did for God. This is something you did for his kingdom. This is something you did for his glory. God said he remembers. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's payments and reimbursements, beloved, for what you have done may come to you in different forms. Glory be to God. But you can be certain that it will be equitable for what you have invested. For instance, he may pay you by giving you new victories in different areas of your life. He may repay you by giving you success in your business or ministry. He may repay you by giving you a greater anointing than you've ever had. And he may repay you by giving you an increase of financial prosperity. He may repay you a long-term friendship that you'll be able to count on for years to come. Oh, it may come in different forms and different fashions, but one thing for sure, it came from God. And the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. According to Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 19, God has no shortage of riches in heaven. None whatsoever, beloved. Hallelujah. In the book of, hallelujah, let us read it. Glory be to God in our closing here. Amen. Philippians, amen, chapter number 4, hallelujah, and verse number 19. And listen to what the Lord says, beloved. And it says here, and my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. God has no shortage. Oh, no. There's no shortage. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. The earth is full. Heaven is full. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God walks on gold. The streets of heaven are made of gold. We treasure gold. We want to put gold in our safe deposit box. God walks on it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's no shortage of riches, hallelujah, in heaven. And those riches are reserved to meet your current needs. There is no need to be beggarly, beloved, and how much you expect to be blessed. Those riches are reserved for you. So I'm encouraging you this morning to raise your level of expectation. Throw open your arms. It's time for you to receive the harvest that you have earned. That's right. I said you earned it. Glory be to God. Because God always promises, amen, a harvest on your seed, of labor. Amen. Anything you sow into God's kingdom is seed. And God promises a harvest. And you have earned, hallelujah, this harvest through a whole lot of hard work and a whole lot of effort. God sees. Man don't see. You're not doing it for man to see. You don't care if they man see it or not. Amen. We perform for an audience of one. And his name is Jesus. And he sees all the hard work you put in. He sees you're tired. You're mentally tired. You're physically tired. Glory be to God. You're tired. Glory be to God because you're working hard. Glory be to God. You're giving all you got. You're not withholding anything back. A lot of effort, a lot of pushing. Glory be to God, a lot of labor. Well, guess what? God sees it. And the scripture tells us that not only that does he see it, he said he's about to recompense you. He's about to reimburse you. Oh, glory be to God. He's about to give you a big paycheck. Come on, somebody. Yeah, honey, a big paycheck. And for some of us, it is going to be financial. Hallelujah. God's going to pull you right up to a higher place, right up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lifting us up out of that low place. Lifting us up. Glory be to God. For you to serve at that momentum, mean you had to endure a lot of warfare. It wasn't easy for you to serve God at that momentum because the devil don't want you to do it. So you have to fight and fight, and you get tired. Even when you're winning, you still get tired of fighting. But God says, hallelujah, he's about to recompense you. New strength, new health, new energies, new ideas, new seasons. Somebody say new. It's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Expect to receive. Don't wait to see it. Give God a praise offering right now for what God is about to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I called somebody last week, amen, about an issue. And they said, Mrs. Bradford, they said the check is in the mail. The check is in the mail. Glory be to God. You got to know that your check is in the mail. It don't have a U.S. postage stamp on it. Amen. Straight from heaven, your check is in the mail. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God knows how to bless you suddenly. You didn't see it coming. You didn't feel it coming. You was overtaken with the blessing. Oh, glory be to God. That's what God will do for you. Why? Because, hallelujah, he's about to grant unto you a great recompense, a reward. Don't stop. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as we know that your labor is not in vain. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't do it. Sometimes you're tempted to do it, but oh, that's natural. But just don't yield to it. Keep on going. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy cometh in the morning. Daylight is here. Morning is here. The blessing is here. You have sown in tears. God said you're going to reap in joy. Don't quit. Keep on going. Sometimes you don't feel appreciated. Sometimes people don't want to talk to you. Sometimes people don't want to acknowledge. They want to belittle what you do. But keep going. God sees you. He sees your love. He sees your effort. He sees the sacrifice. He knew it wasn't easy for you, but he is impressed. Amen. That you haven't given up. Hallelujah. Don't quit now. Payday is on the way. Matter of fact, payday is here. He said, this is the season. This is the season. This is the season. Hallelujah. I want to share one more scripture with you. Hallelujah. 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 In the book of Hallelujah, Psalms 126, hallelujah, and verse number 1, hallelujah, glory be to God. And it reads like this. It says, hallelujah, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. We were like those who dreamed. The Lord blessed us so good, we thought we was dreaming. Glory be to God. We didn't even think it was real. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the Lord manifested our harvest, hallelujah, and repaid us for the hard work that we have put into his kingdom, for all the years, for all the months, for all the days, for all the hours. When God came through, hallelujah, we thought we was dreaming. Hallelujah, but it wasn't a dream. Somebody said it's real. Somebody says it's real. Why? Because faith works, beloved. Faith works. Hallelujah. If something has been telling your mind that it isn't right to expect God to reward you for your faith in this life, tell that religious spirit to get away from you right now in Jesus' name. And some people will tell you that it's not right for you to expect a reward. It's right for you to expect a blessing for the things you do. No, back up and get away from me. Religious spirit, you not in the word. You not in the scripture. Pastor Bradford just gave us four scriptures this morning. Hallelujah. That confirms, hallelujah, that God will give a great recompense. A reward. Beloved, open your heart right now and expect God to pay you. Somebody say payday is a coming. Payday, payday, payday. We're looking forward to payday. You know, on payday, you go to work with a different attitude. When you know your check going to be there, when you know that direct deposit going to hit that morning, or you have a different attitude, well, guess what? Adjust your attitude right now. Why? Because God is about to pay you for services rendered in your walk of faith. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? You ought to. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. The Bible tells us that a faithful woman shall abound in blessings. My God. Say, yesterday is better. Today is better than yesterday. Why? Because you're walking in the abounding blessing. Because you've been faithful. You've been faithful. God rewards faithfulness, beloved. God rewards it. Expect to receive. Expect to receive. Amen. And amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are thankful that you reward us when we are faithful to fulfill the assignments that you have given us to do. We know that by serving you, we will never suffer real loss or lack because you always take good care of those who do your will. We trust that you will see to it that we are fully reimbursed for everything that we have spent to complete our assigned tasks. We believe that you will make a settlement for past expenses that will make us shout with joy. You have never overlooked what we have done for you in the past. And we trust that you will take care of us now as well. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God's word is eternal. God's word is true. God is not a man. God is not a liar. Hallelujah. And we bless him. And we bless him. Hallelujah. If you have never known Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, you're missing out. Boy, you are missing out on the greatest relationship that exists in the universe. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, why don't you invite him in today? It's as easy as that. You don't have to go no place. You don't have to dress in those certain colors. Amen. All you have to do is open your heart and invite him in. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Amen. Ask him to save your soul. Invite Jesus Christ to come in and live in your heart as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. To lead you, to guide you, and direct you as you follow him all the days of your life. That's all you got to do. Amen. And he will hear. He will answer. He will save you. He swipes you out of the kingdom of darkness and adopts you into his kingdom, his royal kingdom, and to the royal priesthood. It's as simple as that. Hallelujah. It's simple, but it's hard. Amen. Because you have to believe. Hallelujah. And for those of you who have done that this morning, welcome to the family of God. We are rejoicing with the angels. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the beginning of the best and the rest of your life It's a good place to be. Amen and amen. Write to us here at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. We want to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. If the Holy Spirit is leading you, amen, plant a seed, amen, a financial seed, and the soil, amen, of the vineyard is good soil, amen, decontaminated soil, amen, and soil that will bring about a harvest. It might take a minute for your harvest to show up, but you best believe your harvest is a-coming, amen, great recompense of a reward, amen. Hallelujah. Our Cash App address, amen, is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. We want to encourage you to come back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We are here 6 o'clock in the mornings, Eastern time. Amen. 6 a.m. Come on. Amen. Glory be to God. And have a spiritual breakfast for champions. Everyone is invited to have a seat at the breakfast table. We also have a prayer altar where we meet 2 times a day, 12 noon and 9 p.m. Glory be to God. Come on. We will pray with you, pray for you. Amen. If you just want to be around some praying folks, amen. Come on. Amen. To our prayer line. You can find that information on our website. Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock, and every other Friday night we have our Friday night praise parties. Amen. Glory be to God. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen, beloved. If we're going to get tired for anything or anybody, amen, we want to get tired doing the Lord's work. Amen. Sometimes we're tired on the job. We're tired with the family. We're tired here and there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But as long as you do it as unto the Lord, as long as you do it unto the Lord, don't worry. He's going to give you a B12 shot, baby. Because that blessing that the Lord is about to show you, some of you have seen it already, and some of you about to see it any day now. That blessing the Lord about to give you is going to give you so much energy, you won't forget about the stress you just came out of. Come on, somebody. And to God be praise. And to God be glory, and God be honor. Amen. That is our service for today. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Thank God for this word. Amen. Because the word got to come through the preacher first. And I don't know if you was encouraged. I done encouraged myself. Amen. Hallelujah. That our labor is not in vain. And that's all we need to keep on going. Will you keep going? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a host applauding you. There's a host of witnesses cheering you on. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. So we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, and by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news today. We cancel tears. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Expect to receive. Expect to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. God bless you.
Be not.
All right.
dismay. God will take care. If you know, he will.
If you feel like you in a dead situation, I dare you to make your way right here, now, and say, him, take care.